please ask Ion what he means when he says that we are salt and light.
Okay. Salt. Carolyn, Dr. Dean, what is salt?
Sodium chloride.
Okay. And what is light?
Light is a wavelength.
What happens when you expose salt to light? You get evaporation. That evaporation makes it singular, or as far as removing the purities from a sodium chloride. Now, your meat sack body is made up basically of hydrogen, two parts, and oxygen, one part. How does sodium chloride affect with water?
It dissolves. It dissipates in water.
And makes water become?
Higher specific gravity.
Exactly. An increase in specific gravity affects the neutrino bonds of nucleus of cellulars to what degree? Degree as far as affecting, how would it affect it? That's maybe a better way.
Salt, saline water, I mean, that's what our body's made of.
Yes.
70% of it is salt water.
So 70, so you're not less than human creators, you're mostly bags of lactated ringers, is that what you're trying to say?
Yep.
Wow. So we should be not worrying about our meat sack bodies becoming into our perfection. We should learn how to imbibe more saline and become 100%. When you add salt into the body, what does it do?
Makes you retain more water.
So it does do what it's supposed to do. Well, isn't that interesting? When you expel, you breathe in oxygen mostly. And what do you expel from your body?
Carbon dioxide.
What happens when you mix carbon dioxide and sodium chloride in a light refractometer?
Creates a different wavelength.
Exactly. That's why this was very wonderful. Fabulous question. Now, she was actually going for the dimmed down woo-woo version, but we didn't go that way. So we'd make it a practical application, because this is an experience of aperture science, is it not? Make or vindicate, validate the human creators in their place of power. And as you become more and more salt and light, you by default have no choice but to begin the ascension process. And as that ascension process starts moving through your very beingness, your body will respond in kind if you can get out of your mind and begin never minding and allow it to come into your experience. Then this power that already is chelated through your entire system, there isn't any dead portions of your body. If they are, they'll cut them off because they'll turn gangrenous very quickly, will they not? Well, there you go.